Hello, and welcome to the weird world of cryptids. I'm your host, Jordan Rosen, and with me is my good friend.
I'm Caleb Foreman. I'll be your co-host.
And today we're going to be talking about cryptids. And for those that don't know, and Caleb, I don't believe that you do know.
No, I'm not a cryptids guy.
What is the definition of a cryptid in your words?
The ghosts and the ghoulies. It's like Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, Goatman, stuff like that.
Precisely. The legal definition is an animal or a creature that technically doesn't exist, but there's evidence of it. I just consider them creatures of local folklore and mythology. And, well, for those listening at home who may not know of these creatures, we're going to go with the most famous one.
Yeah, we're going to start with
the man, the myth, the legend himself, Bigfoot.
So, from what I know, there are, like, a couple different, like, Bigfoots. I think there's one in the Pacific Northwest, and that's, like, the one that, like, people think of as, like, the Bigfoot, right?
Yes, there are several different, from the research I've done, there are several different types of Bigfoot, and there are several different names that he goes by. And
Sasquatch.
He also goes by the Yeti within the Himalayan Mountains, and, you know, basically, just imagine a big ape person. That's what Bigfoot is.
So kinda looks like you.
I am not that hairy. I am tall, but actually, I'm not actually as tall as him.
How tall is Bigfoot?
How tall do you think he is?
9 feet.
That's within the ballpark. He's anywhere between 6 to 15 feet tall.
So Bigfoot can either be as tall as you and I, or bigger than the room we're standing in.
Yes. He is a large man. So let's go off this little description that I found. There are many cryptids called Bigfoot that have been found throughout the world, but really it's just used to describe one type of creature, and there are several theories that go into this. Bigfoot is a heavy bipedal humanoid, essentially. You know, looks like you and I, but yeah, different. Anywhere between, you know, like I said, 6 to 15 feet tall, which is humongous. Like, I'm pretty sure he's got to, like, have a deal with Shaq in order to get shoes. And he's known to have very dense fur, and the colors range from red to white to brown. It depends on, you know, obviously location and, you know, if people see it.
No, one thing I noticed you didn't talk about was if he has big feet.
I'm pretty sure it's in the name.
Yeah, but, like,
I mean, one would also think if you're that tall, you got huge feet.
I guess. I mean, but, like, what is he repping? Like a size 13 Nike? Or
he's not a size 13 Nike. It's not your eye. So let's see here. So what do you think Bigfoot is? Like, what in your mind do you think Bigfoot is?
Like, in reality?
Yeah.
Or, like, as a cryptid?
Mixture of both. What's your theory?
I feel like all the pictures that we have of Bigfoot is just some guy running around in a gorilla costume. It's gotta be. It's gotta be honestly, I think it must be like Shaq. Just well, screwing with the Pacific Northwest.
I mean, Shaq is a mythical creature in of himself.
Yes.
So Bigfoot, he actually has a lot of sightings all around pretty much the entire world. Like, I'm not even joking. From what I looked at before, he's been seen in over, I want to say, like 40 different countries.
Okay. All across. So he gets around.
He gets around. He moves. But he's also, you know, misidentified, but we'll get into that a little bit later. So Bigfoot is our most famous guy because, you know, there's like TV shows like hunting Bigfoot.
Yeah. He was in a couple Geico ads.
He was in a couple Geico ads. He is a famous boy. And, you know, I love him. Let's see. Well,
has anyone ever said they have hunted and killed a Bigfoot?
There were people, from what I've found, there were people that said they have found a Bigfoot, but it turns out to be completely fake. or, you know, just a large, skinny bear. And like, oh boy, Bigfoot.
It has big feet. Must be a Bigfoot.
So yeah, there's this guy by the name of Rick Dreyer. He lied about finding Bigfoot several times, actually. In September of 2012, he claimed that he killed a Bigfoot. And he claimed to have done scientific tests on the body. And the DNA tests were inconclusive to, you know, anything. Which, I mean, would make sense.
Okay.
But
here's my thing. How, like, uninteresting does your life have to be that you have to say, I killed Bigfoot and did scientific tests on it, but I don't have evidence?
It's definitely a guy who lived in his mom's basement eating nothing but, you know, Cheez-Its and Mountain Dew.
100%.
And he definitely didn't have a good father. If you know, he's claiming he's hunting Bigfoot. Like, I would love to go hunt Bigfoot, you know, just to go out with a couple friends. Like, hey, you know, I'm doing this thing. But, it's crazy.
Go back a couple cold ones and try to find Bigfoot.
Do you think Bigfoot drinks beer?
I feel like he's had to have before.
He's had to have, like, ransacked, like, you know, some camper in the woods.
Exactly.
And kind of like a bear, like, I have to lock up everything in, like, an indestructible box in order for the bear doesn't get to it. Though yeah. I don't think anything can hold him.
No. I bet you he's, like, real smart. What if it's just some guy that, like, went crazy?
Oh, it could just be some guy that went crazy. Like, some really hairy man who just went insane.
Maybe that's Bigfoot.
Well, I mean, he is misidentified as a lot of things. So, like, people have seen bears, escaped apes. Like, there's this photo in 2007 of an unidentified creature on a trail cam.
Escaped apes?
Yeah.
Where are they escaping from is my big question.
I don't know. Some apes are smart. And, like, they range anything between chimpanzees, gorillas, orangutan, but... I mean, if you see a gorilla, you know it's a gorilla.
I mean, yeah. Unless, like, you know, you went to, like, some backwoods education, and you're like, oh my god.
Well,
what is that?
It's kind of like, you know the book author H.P. Lovecraft?
Of course.
Yeah. He had no education. He had no constitution for math. In his famous book of Call of Cthulhu, non-Euclidean geometry is apparently to him something alien. Everything on Earth is non-Euclidean because it's just a structure on a curved surface. When people don't have an education, they create stuff like this.
Yeah. And then people, you know, with somewhat of an education like us, you know, we're the fools listening to it.
Oh, I'm the fool that reads this at like 3 o'clock in the morning. But like,
decided to make a podcast out of it.
True. And all the other various creatures that we know. Let's see. Bigfoot. Well, to go back to the dumb people thing, that's why he's kind of spotted a lot in America, a lot in the Midwest, like, you know, like in the woods, in the wooded areas.
Yes.
And it's, you know.
We're not saying if you've spotted Bigfoot, you're dumb. You just might be wrong. And, you know, a little dumb.
You know, I want to believe, honestly, I just want to believe that he's real. Just to have, like, just the big brain knowledge. Like, yes, I know him. But, you know, then there are some other creatures down on the list that we'll talk about later that, you know, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Let's see, what other... I don't think we... Did we properly talk about what he looks like? Yeah, big hairy ape man.
Yeah.
You know, large.
And I mean, like, I feel like if people are listening to a cryptids podcast, they have enough of an understanding to know what Bigfoot looks like.
Yeah, you know, giant hairy man. But he's been seen, like, in America alone, in almost every single state. Like, he's been seen in Virginia, Arkansas, you know, New York, like, upstate. It's
Bigfoot chilling on a beach in Florida.
I don't think he'd be chilling. It's Florida. He's fighting gators. Fighting gators and meth heads.
Who do you think would win? Like, a saltwater crocodile or Bigfoot?
Well, if we're going on the upper end of his height, I want to say Bigfoot, but... crocodiles are strong.
Yeah.
That's why they haven't evolved in however many million years. So Bigfoot, normally when people take a picture of him, like he's just seen walking away or he's just standing there.
Yeah.
But there's some, you know, supposed behaviors that he does, like throwing rocks for territorial displays or, you know, just terrorizing people.
It's definitely some crazy guy.
Oh, it's definitely some like insane man who was just like, all right.
He didn't take his normal pills that morning.
The schizophrenia medication isn't kicking in yet. But like, you know, he's often seen like putting things in trees, kind of like how some predators do, like was like panthers and jaguars when they kill a deer or whatever, they stuff the body in the tree to eat it for later. He does that usually with skeletons, but I don't. Do you think he's a carnivore?
I feel like evolution dictates he'd have to be.
I think he'd be an omnivore like us.
Well, yeah.
But I wouldn't think he's strictly carnivore because, you know, living in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be strictly one thing or the other when you're in an environment like that.
Especially when
I'm not a Bigfoot expert.
True. Neither am I. I'm just some crazed idiot on, you know, the internet. So, yeah, he's actually known to make several different types of vocalizations of what people hear. I mean, we've all heard random noises in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And anything between howls, moans, grunts, whistles, even some form of language.
Were you a camping guy when you were younger, Jordan?
I was not. I mean, I prefer the big city because I'm, you know, from Queens.
Yeah.
But I would like to go camping.
I'm from Long Island. I was in Scouts, so I went camping, you know, every couple months. You know, sometimes we'd go to, you know, very remote places in the middle of the woods. And, you know, it does get, like, eerily quiet, and then you hear something, and you're like, oh my god, what is that? You know, like, a twig snapping, like, right next to your tent.
That does, like, I've read many stories of stuff like that. And I have a house in the Catskill Mountains, mm-hmm. which is it's like 3 hours away from here in Oswego. And up there they have, you know, bears, coy dogs, wolves. It gets noisy. And, you know, I might be a little paranoid, but I may have heard some things.
Yeah. I mean, I always feel like you want to believe there's something, and then you're there, and then you're like, please don't let it be anything. No, 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 no.
Well, that's kind of the human mind for you, because if the human mind wants something, it will get it.
Yes.
Because, what is it? There's a certain type of, I think it's a gland in our brain that acts as our danger response, you know, keeping us on our toes. Mm. It's overactive in our brain, so everything's a threat to us.
Well, yeah, because we haven't had a predator in, you know, thousands of years.
True. That there's a theory along that, but that'll be a different episode. So, you know, Bigfoot's diet consists of many different things, of what people have claimed. All of this is claimed, by the way.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's going to be someone sitting Bigfoot in, like, a test room. Like,
dude, I wish.
Do you want the chicken fried chase? No.
Or would you like a salad? Yeah. Like, all the things I've read, it's like, oh, mainstream scientists. Like, who's giving these people their degrees? What am I going to do with my medical degree? I'm a doctor, okay? I went to medical school for a decade. I'm up top in my field. I'm hunting Bigfoot.
Their mother must be so proud.
Oh, my God.
Mom, I got my cryptids degree. You got a what?
I would love to have a cryptids degree. I mean, who's going to allow me to become a teacher if I do stuff like this? But what is it? So we've all seen pictures online of Bigfoot supposedly walking in the woods.
Yeah. I feel like there's that really famous one where he's like the guy walking, like the crossing guy.
The crosswalk guy. Yeah. Bigfoot is literally just, I don't know. I think he's doing it for a laugh.
Oh.
Like he just shows up and he's like, oh, people.
Oh, yeah. He just wants to mess up someone's day.
Yeah.
And make them go crazy forever.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, aliens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And what is it? Whenever people take a picture, it's almost like they're taking a picture with their laptop camera.
Yeah.
It's never in 1080p.
No, all the photos we have from Bigfoot happen to be from, like, an 80s Polaroid.
Like, even...
That's it.
Even from, like, you know, one of the other sightings that was found in 2012, it looks like it's like 4 pixels.
Yeah.
And like, oh, look, it's Bigfoot. Like, no, that's a shadow.
They're using their Motorola.
They're taking a picture with a walkie-talkie.
Using the security cameras from the store.
It's 2021. When are they going to update those?
Never.
I get a better picture on my phone. So, you know, there are obviously, you know, many claims on people claiming to know what Bigfoot is and actually keeping him in his basement.
There's no way.
I wish I claimed Bigfoot in my basement.
Do they just not let people in their house to disprove that claim?
I don't know. It's America.
It is America.
People claim to have things all... There are people in Florida that ride alligators.
That is a fact. Have you ever seen the old, like, transportation idea from, like, the 1890s of people standing on alligators and holding their tails? Using them like bars?
Oh, my God, that's great. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Florida.
No.
Florida's a magical state.
Okay, basement. How would that...
How would you fit him in? If he's, let's say he's on the mid tier of the 6 to 15 foot range.
Yeah, that's still like 10 feet tall.
I can even fit him in a garage, let alone a basement.
But my thing is like, why would you make that claim? Because somebody could just walk into your basement and be like, you don't have Bigfoot. That's such an easy claim to disprove.
I mean, it's kind of like a thing where anyone in the world can claim to be the world's strongest man. Because there's no actual test of strength. Like, there's no proper test of strength.
Let's go to, like, the Olympics.
I mean, I'm not going against, like, any Icelandic guy, because they're all built like, you know, houses.
You're not going to go against the mountain from Game of Thrones?
Oh, my God, the mountain from Game of Thrones.
That's Bigfoot.
That is Bigfoot. So, Bigfoot in pop culture, he's, like I said, the most, one of, if not the most famous...
Yeah.
Creatures to ever exist.
100%.
And, you know, he's put into several different movies. Like, there was an animated movie called Son of Bigfoot.
I feel like I heard of that.
Yeah. Who did Bigfoot have to, you know, do the deed with? Who is willing to put their life on the line for that?
I don't know. There must be...
Is there a fetish for Bigfoot?
Rule 34. there's something for everyone.
There is something for everything. So, according to a poll taken in May 2020, so this was recent, 1 out of 10 American adults believe that Bigfoot is real.
We need to up our education system, man.
There is also a third, I think it's a third of Americans that believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Yeah. No, it's... If you're listening from outside the U.S., which I sincerely doubt, but that'd be dope. This is our education system at its finest.
Yeah, we should take half our defense budget and put it towards education so we won't get dumb kids like us.
Yeah.
Did
we mention where we're recording from?
Oh, that's right, we did not. We are recording from SUNY Oswego.
Yes, we are recording through the WNYO program, right?
Yes, we are... going through the radio station here that's been blessed to us by Papa Al Roker.
Yes. Al Roker, Jerry Seinfeld.
Other great alums. I mean, I think the big ones, those two.
Yeah, those two. And Jerry Seinfeld didn't even finish college here.
I mean, Al Roker has his own sandwich at the sub shop.
Exactly.
He is some man.
But yeah, thank you to WNYO's podcasting program for letting us hop on your airwaves.
And allowing us to do something other than a sports podcast, because that seems to be the only thing that happens. Because I checked on their website. It's only sports podcasts. And there's one true crime one. And that was started, like, recently.
Yeah.
So
this is definitely a unique podcasting idea. I've never heard anyone talk about this like this.
Oh, we're special.
Yeah.
So, let's see this. Bigfoot, some people have claimed that a critical thing to Bigfoot's claim to fame was mainly just showing up in cartoons when people are like, oh, let's look at this creature. He's a funny little funky guy. I mean, they put an alien in the Flintstones.
I mean, yeah. Wasn't that the Jetsons crossover, though?
No, I think it was just Fred Flintstone's like imaginary friend, but he was actually an alien, and only he could see him.
Huh. I don't remember that.
Actually, going on to the Jetsons, you know they take place in 2020? Or like 2012, I think it is?
You ever heard the theory that the Jetsons and the Flintstones take place at the same time?
I have not heard that theory.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Let's see here. Well, I mean, he showed up in cartoons, movies. I think there's a comic book about him. Actually,
I wouldn't be shocked.
There's a Star Wars comic book where, listen, Han Solo and Chewbacca go through, I think it's a wormhole. And then for some reason they land on this planet, right? That's very similar to ours. And Han Solo perishes and Chewbacca's on his own.
Jesus.
Chewbacca is very similar to Bigfoot, don't you think? Big hairy ape man.
I mean, yeah, but like, did you just say Han Solo dies in this comic?
Yes, I mean, it's Star Wars.
I mean, yeah.
There's alternate universes for everything.
Marvel's getting into it now, like, in their own.
They're having a fun old time. So, let's talk about the subspecies of Bigfoot, because, you know, gotta fill that runtime. Let's talk about the other famous one, the Yeti.
Yes. I mean, I've seen this guy at, like, Disney World. Please don't copyright us.
Please don't copyright us, Disney, please. We're poor college kids.
Yeah, Expedition Everest. I always feel like I'm going to hit my head. Have you ever been on Expedition Everest?
I refuse to go on it because I hate roller coasters.
Okay, so there's this one part. You're in the dark, and the roller coaster goes backwards, and then you go down in the dark, and there's like a flashing strobe light, and you see a Yeti above you, and he has like hair hanging down from his arm. I'm 6'3". Every single time I go on that roller coaster and we get to that part, I duck. And it is one of the scariest things. It's that and Space Mountain.
I love Space Mountain. I love that ride to bits.
I sit there and I look like Crumb because I just don't want it in my head.
So the Yeti, also known as the Abominable Snowman, is mainly found in the Himalayas, which, you know, is Nepal, Tibet, you know, that area.
As the Abominable Snowman said in Monsters, Inc., welcome to the Himalayas!
Yeah, he's the, the Yeti has a lot of cultural, like, origins. Like, for us here in America, the Bigfoot is just a creature. Just there. But in Nepal, Tibet, you know, all in the Himalayas, it's, like, actually a spiritual creature.
Yes.
But then again, that area is also, like, they believe everything has a spirit, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very cool how they're, like, they do, like, build, like, shrines to the Yeti. And, you know, they have to be, like, upheld. And then, you know, there's all these really cool, like, cultural paintings and all stuff like that.
Right. And so there were several different expeditions to go hunt down the Yeti. So there's this one called Sir Edmund Hillary's Famous Yeti Expedition in 1953. So this is obviously, you know, right after World War II, and apparently no one has anything else to do.
Well, I mean, it's the Cold War. Everyone's just afraid that the two superpowers of the world are going to blow everything up.
True.
So they decide to go climb everything before it gets blown up.
True. So this one guy, Sir Edmund Hillary, is, you know, climbing mountains and, you know, hunting things down, having fun. He's a, he served as a pilot during World War II, and he's a New Zealander's ambassador to India. So, you know, he gets around.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously the Yeti, it piqued his you know, curiosity, because I'm back in those days, like, something like that, everything is like, ooh, let's look at it.
Yeah.
Well, then again, there's also really nothing going on back in the home front.
There's no television to go watch.
Like, there was a, like, in England, there was a murder, and on the home front, everyone stopped. Because they were like, oh, let's look at this now. I think it's England. They're weird. We don't like them. Our neighbors across the pond. So,
any issues.
True. So, what is it? This guy, he basically goes to the Himalayas, and he finds some sort of evidence. He finds a piece of its scalp, actually, which kind of just looks like a clump of fur, which could be from any animal.
True.
But I mean, evidence is evidence. Like he did take a picture of Bigfoot's foot. I don't have reference for how big it is, but it looks wider than
a
normal.
Pickaxe, yeah. That looks like an ice pick or a pickaxe, and it's the same length as that.
Yeah, and it's definitely wider than the average human's foot.
Yes.
So maybe it is Shaq all along.
Plot twist, it's me. I went to the Himalayas and went like that. Just stopped the ground.
Yeah, you just stepped once and then left.
Yeah.
So, you know, there were several other expeditions specifically just for the Yeti. Like, there's a lot of these, you know, big hunting, but pretty sure they call it expeditions because you're going to the mountains.
Yeah, going up Everest if you're going to try to find the Yeti.
Yeah, and if, you know, when you're in America hunting Bigfoot, it's like, yeah, I'm just going to go in my backyard for a couple hours. So, you know, the Yeti also pops up in the in popular media as well, very similar to Bigfoot.
Yep. We already mentioned how Disney has their whole roller coaster based around the Yeti.
Yeah, he was in one of my favorite animated Scooby-Doo movies, Chill Out Scooby-Doo.
Chill Out Scooby-Doo was good.
Chill Out Scooby-Doo and Where's My Mummy? Those are my top two.
Yeah, I remember there were a couple movies made about the Yeti.
Yes, I do remember a couple of those. Do you remember something called Lost Tapes from Animal Planet?
It sounds very familiar. My grandmother used to watch Animal Planet all the time, so I probably encountered it at some point.
So Lost Tapes really only showed up like in the middle of the night, and it was basically found footage of various different cryptids. Like they have the Chupacabra, they have the Wendigo, they have the Yeti on there.
I've definitely seen the Chupacabra one.
I don't remember watching it myself, but I remember watching a YouTube video on it.
Yes. We'd go up like every year to North Carolina. We'd see my grandmother, and she'd always have Animal Planet on. And I definitely remember some of these episodes coming on. Like it would switch so suddenly. We'd be watching like the guys that rescue animals, and then immediately it'd be like Chupacabra. And you know, 6-year-old me would be like, "What is that?
What is that thing?" The Chupacabra we will definitely get into.
100%. That's one of my favorites.
And so, one more thing: the Yeti actually pops up in the famous video game Far Cry 4. In one of the DLCs.
That takes place in Nepal, right?
Yes, in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
It is one of my favorite games, though I haven't played it recently.
The only Far Cry game I got was Far Cry 5.
5 I love, just because it takes place in America, and it's just the
I didn't like it because it took place in America. I think that those games are set,
They're set well.
Yeah.
The new game is coming out soon.
I'm excited for that one.
Yes, I think you play the villain. And I don't know, I heard a thing somewhere you play the villain, but that's a story from outside.
As long as you're not like generic character number 5, like you were in Far Cry 5.
Yeah. I prefer to be a named character in one of those games. So, do you remember a show called Regular Show?
Of course I remember Regular Show.
You know Skips? He's the Yeti.
Oh my god, I never put that together. I was always like, what is Skips? Because
he was like
Mordecai, he's a bird, Rigby, he's a raccoon.
What is Skips? Like, he's a weird looking creature. And he wears pants.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he's so powerful.
I mean, so speaking of powerful, do you know the SCP universe?
Of course.
So there's an SCP called SCP-2000. So for those that don't know, the SCP is a fan-made creation of basically anomalies and cryptids. Mm. And it's just basically a creative writing project that just got way out of hand.
Yeah, they range from like a room that you can enter and never exit, and then there's literally a pile of slime that makes you incredibly happy for no reason.
Then there's the Infinite IKEA, which I love.
Yes, there's the Infinite IKEA.
But so SCP-2000 is straight up just Bigfoot. And I remember reading about it because, you know, like I said, I'm weird. And there's like several different other tales of Bigfoot showing up, and he's like part of this race of super intelligent ape men who build weapons, and they sold them to the Russians in one alternate universe.
My goodness,
it's a mess. The internet's fun. I mean, half the stuff of just cryptids alone is from paranoia, folk tales, and the internet just taking it to the next level.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, you know, people weren't really paying attention to stuff like this because there was no, like, outlet. Like, if you tried to publish, like, so let's say, like, the Goat Man and his bridge in a newspaper, one, the religious groups
would go crazy,
shut you down immediately, and two, you'd get laughed out of your, you know, job if you tried to publish something like that. Now, with the internet, people can just post whatever they want.
And they can do it anonymously.
Exactly. And, you know, it's led to, you know, expression like this with, you know, the cryptids coming out like this.
And you obviously, you said before, you don't know a lot about these cryptids.
No, I know.
Other than like the famous ones.
Yeah, I know like the basics. Like I like the Chupacabra. I know about the Wendigo, but I don't know how they work, how they operate.
That's why I'm here.
Yes.
So, you know, we will, obviously we'll be going into other cryptids and the Bigfoot, we wanted to start with him because everyone knows who Bigfoot is.
Yeah.
Everyone knows his type of monster because they've definitely seen a image of him before. So I believe that's going to wrap it up. We covered him very broadly, very specifically, cracked a couple jokes. So thank you for listening and thank you, Caleb, for, you know,
thank you for
being a part of this.
Thank you for being my teacher through this weird world of cryptids.
Ooh. So, you know, if any of you guys listening at home have any suggestions or, you know, creatures that you guys want us to talk about in a later episode, feel free to email me at jrosen2@oswego.edu. And I will definitely be, you know, open to all suggestions. And thank you all for listening and have a creepy night.